Now, panel time for you, as per usual, to answer some questions about the week's news. Peter, here in the U.S., the pork industry is facing stagnant sales, but they're not taking it lying down, as a pig might. What are they doing to regenerate interest in pork?
What are they doing to regenerate? Calling it beef.
No. I'm going to fool them.
Making bacon lollipops.
No.
Diet pork? I really don't know.
Diet pork?
Diet pork.
Listen, you asked.
You know what diet pork is? Like, don't eat the pork. That's diet pork.
Diet pork is a green
well,
pepper.
I mean, other meats are holding pat. Beef still is, as far as we know. What's for dinner?
Oh, they're rebranding it?
No.
I don't know, so I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
Is it like a new slogan?
It's a new slogan. Okay. Well, you remember the slogan. You know, after 23 years, the other white meat just isn't cutting it anymore is a slogan for pork, especially since it's been pushed aside by the other white meat, the unicorn burger. We wouldn't think they needed a slogan because pork has one big advantage over its competitors. It tastes like pork. But we have a few nominees. We worked on this for them. Pork, it takes a licking and also a chewing and a swallowing. Here's one. Pigs, secretly, they enjoy being eaten. And this one came in to our blog from one of our listeners. Pork, the one thing Jews and Muslims can agree on.
You know, they're in the same family or species branches as bears are.
Really?
Yeah, so you can't keep your pigs near your cows because it makes cows nervous. So they could do something with that.
Oh, you could, like pigs and bears.
But you can't keep a...
Yeah. Pigs.
You can't keep a pig next to a cow because a cow thinks a pig is a bear? I think we just discovered what the world's stupidest animal is.
My vast experience with livestock...
It's true.
How do cows manifest their nervousness? Do they start smoking? Oh, man, I don't know. That pig's over there.
No,
he's freaking me out, man. He smells like a bear and he looks like a pig.